Welcome to Commas.
Commas is all things tech.
You see culture and technology coming together.
Life hacks.
The practicality right now in the inefficiency of the internet of buying and selling stuff is extraordinary.
Entrepreneurship advice.
I think the first thing is you got to understand your business inside out.
Love and tech.
We've almost reduced dating to kind of this very momentary snap of a person.
It's going
to
be a fire show.
I have yet to see something these days that's truly differentiated.
New advice and new inspiration every show.
This really is about the next generation of creators going faster, further than we did.
And now, Sequoia Blodgett.
Now let's start stacking them commas.
On the entrepreneurial pathway, there are tons of mistakes, and today we're going to talk about them.
Entrepreneurship advice. Learn from the hottest and most successful investors, founders, and innovators in the game.
Determine your greatness.
It's time to get your knowledge up.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
All right, guys, so I know a lot of entrepreneurs are out there listening to this, and I want to give you guys some gems. I want to break down the three costly mistakes to avoid when you're building your startup. So first things first, building a product or service before talking to the potential customer. And that's something that Paulina, well, she was trying to do, right? Because she hadn't talked to the customer yet. So had she got her product to market, we don't know if her product would have been successful because she didn't even survey the customer. So that's the biggest thing that you want to do when you're going to market is you want to get in front of your customer and ask some questions. Because the thing is, a lot of people are like, well, what about the, you know, little spinners that like blew up? Did they talk to the customer first? I personally would much rather have a product that goes to market that I know 100% for certain that my customer wants versus creating a spinner and hoping to the high heavens and universe that the customer wants it, right? So I am more interested in knowing that the customer absolutely is excited about my product. I am solving a problem and I am basically giving them a solution to their pain point. So before you start to lock yourself in your room or in your apartment and build this mastermind that you have come up with that you feel like is the best thing since sliced bread, I need you to get out there and talk to your customer first. I beg of you, okay? Most entrepreneurs are creating full-blown products and keeping it hush-hush, and that is just a horrible idea. So next mistake that I'm seeing a lot of is using social media for non-revenue generating activities. And I'm sure you're going, well, Sequoia, what are non-revenue generating activities? Those are activities that do not generate revenue. It's very straightforward, right? So activities like posting every single day, creating quotes and pictures and all that stuff. Now, I will say this, they're good activities for brand recognition, but they don't necessarily equate to generating revenue. So what should you be doing? You want to get your product or service right in front of the customer. After you've surveyed the customer and they say that they want it, you want to get it in front of the customer through paid or organic advertising, meaning you literally want to have a conversation with them, go to your IG Live, go to your IG Stories, engage. Posting a quote isn't necessarily engaging. Posting a photo, posting a video isn't necessarily engaging. So there are the revenue generating activities and the non-revenue generating activities. Now, I will say that if you're going to use paid advertising, you're going to get in front of your customers so much faster, right? You're going to be able to see if that customer wants that product or service almost immediately and 24 hours at the max, because any algorithm, especially if it's Facebook ads or Instagram ads, is going to serve it right up to your customer very quickly. So when people are panicking and saying, oh my God, remember that thing app that just came out, and people were like, oh my gosh, they're going to have our data. No, no, no. What you guys don't realize is Facebook has all of your data already. They have so much information on you. They know when your birthday is. They know when your anniversary is. They know if you purchased a house. They know if you purchased something online within the last 24 hours. They know if you like a certain thing. They know if you like a certain artist or a musician, or like, they know everything. So when I put out an ad, I can target very specifically who I want to target that's going to make sense for my product or service, right? So I'm intentional about marketing. And that's the difference. You have to market and post with intentionality. If you're going to use social media, you've got to be intentional about it, right? And that is the biggest differentiating factor between non-revenue and revenue-generating activities. So once I post, then I know that my customer is going to see it, or my potential customer is going to see it, because Facebook's already done the work for me, because they know by the way of the keywords that I've given them, by the way of the location I've given them, by the way of the targeting I've given them. I mean, there are some deep, deep, deep analytics up in there. I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but they in there. So they already know. Okay, so if I'm using paid advertising, then I'm getting right in front of my customer right away. I'm seeing if they like it, if they don't like it, and I'm able to test the market a lot faster. So that is mistake number two. Mistake number three is trying to do everything by yourself and nothing gets done correctly. Things are constantly slipping through the cracks because you're like, I'm gonna do it. I can do it all. I'm Superman or Superwoman. Let me do it. And then nothing gets done, right? And so that is another mistake that I see a lot of the times with entrepreneurs, is they want to be marketing, they want to be sales, they want to be customer service, they want to be product development, they want to be biz dev, they want to be partnerships. Like, what if a company ran like that? Like, could you imagine calling somebody and then they're like, hey, this is XYZ from customer service. And then they're like, oh, I want to order this. And then they were like, sure, no problem. They process it on one end. And then, you know, you have to go back and you need a refund. And like, oh, we'll refund you. And then they're like, oh, there's something wrong with my product. Like, oh, no problem. I'm engineering. I'll go fix it. Like, that just sounds crazy, right? Like, that's crazy talk. So we want you to be able to navigate the space. And obviously, if you're a solopreneur, you're going to be doing some of the hats, but we don't want you doing all of the hats, right? So there's ways around that. You can hire freelancers from Fiverr that will take care of the low-hanging fruit for you. You can hire folks from Upwork, like sales reps, that will be able to take your sales calls for you. There are definitely ways to make that happen very seamlessly, right?
Hey, commas listeners, if you want to hear even more about how companies are built and what it takes to grow in today's market, you have to check out Found in Equity from the TechCrunch Podcast Network. Found takes a peek behind the scenes of building a company with firsthand accounts from founders themselves. Every Tuesday, co-hosts Becca Skudik and Dom Madori Davis chat with a founder about their journey from ideation to launch. Equity keeps you up to date on the world of startups, tech, and venture capital with news rundowns and expert interviews led by co-hosts Alex Wilhelm and Mary Ann Acevedo. Equity drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you're not sure where to jump in, check out episode 739. The venture market is overcorrecting. Tune in at techcrunch.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump into an activity really quickly. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. If you're driving, just note this and you can do it when you get home. If you are doing something else, try to stop if you can, and let's jump into this activity real quick. Now, this activity is so powerful. I do this with every single one of my Commas Club members because it's super imperative that you have a roadmap. We need to know where you're going, right? So this is called the SMART goals activity. Now, if you've heard of SMART goals, you know that they are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goals. So there's a very big difference in saying, hey, I want to make $100,000 by the end of the year versus, hey, I'm going to make $100,000 by the end of the year because I'm going to sell product X. I'm going to sell 10 of product X at this price. And I'm going to make sure that there it is a realistic goal. And I want it by January 1st of 2020, right? It's so much clearer in your mind. And it's clearer to the universe because the universe is like, oh, snap. She knows what she wants. Okay. Let's get her going. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to set up your SMART goal for January 2020. Where do you want to be in your business? Be extremely specific. I want to be selling. Okay, let's take an example. I have an e-commerce company that sells skin butter. I want to sell at least 100 products by January 2020 at $20 a product, right? And I know that that's attainable because I am going to run ads against that. And I know that I'm going to be able to get in front of my customer. So I know that that's a very attainable goal, which will get me $2,000. I feel very comfortable about that. It feels very realistic. I don't feel like I'm shooting in the dark. And when I say realistic, I mean, be honest with yourself. Like, you know what you're capable of. So if you have never sold one product before in your life, then maybe that's not realistic. But if you've already sold 10 or 20 of these, then you're like, okay, I got this. I know that that's a realistic goal. And time bound, I know that I'm setting this for January 2020. So it's very specific. It's very time bound. And that is the goal. You're going to sell 100 of your product or service at $20 a pop. So that's going to be my goal. Now, I know that it is a certain month. I have a couple of months left. So what am I going to do to get there? I'm going to divide that by what is we're in August, September, October, November, December. So let's just say August is over because we're basically in the last couple weeks. So September, October, November, December. So I have 4 months. So I divide that number, the 100, by four. So I know that I'm going to need to sell 25 products a month, right? At $20 a pop. So I'm very clear about that because I know how much time I have left. And then I can say, all right, if I'm going to run ads, then I know very specifically how many ads, once I run them, how much money it's going to take to convert one product, right? So I'm going to start with $5 ads. I'm going to run those $5 ads for a couple of days. And then eventually I will see if my ad is working and I will see how much money it takes to get one product sold. Now, the thing is with that is you're going to test the market. So it may take you a little bit longer, but once you get that one product, then you're like, all right, I got that one product. So you know what's working. So you get a second product, you get a third product. Same thing with organic marketing. You're going to get yourself on your Instagram Live. You're going to get yourself on your LinkedIn Live, your Facebook Live, wherever you need to go. And you're going to organically market to your customer. And you're going to, if you're doing, let's stick to my body butter. I'm going to rub that thing on my hand so people can see how smooth and how creamy and amazing it is. I'm going to get my audience excited and they're going to be like, oh, snap, I'm curious, right? Now, here's the thing. When you first are going through this process, you're going to see that it's going to take a couple of points of inflection. So it's going to take maybe 3 or 4 times for people to see what's happening, to people to grasp your brand, for them to get excited about your brand. And then they're going to be like, all right, I'm interested. I'm excited. I want to buy, because there's a no like trust factor there, right? So it's going to take a couple of points of inflection. But once you get going, like I said, when it works, right? So that's what I need you to do. I need you to set up your SMART goals for your product or service right now. Do not delay. If you're driving, like I said, as soon as you get a chance, as soon as you stop, you take that pen out, you take that laptop out, and you get yourself going, right? And once you're clear, and that's the thing, I know this from experience. I know it like the back of my hand. When I am not clear, I will think myself to death. I will think in circles. I will ruminate and I will get not one thing done. But the thing about SMART goals is it makes you so clear. So of course you can get going and you can adjust your goals if you feel like you need to adjust them, but at least you have that roadmap. You've got that roadmap. So you can get going because you know where you're going. Imagine getting in your car and heading out to a destination and having no clue what the destination is. That's what you do when you're in business and you just start going without having a goal, without having a roadmap. And that's what these SMART goals are. They're going to get you to that destination. So let's get you to that destination. Get in that car, put in the address in the GPS, and let the GPS guide you. Right? It's the same principle when you're setting up these SMART goals. Let your SMART goals guide you to getting your business off the ground.